This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
The fresh, delicious chicken pizziola. $5 footlongs all day, every day.
About Gorton's crunchy fish sticks and fillets. What goes into them, or what doesn't? What goes into them is lots of mild, flaky white fish with a delicious crunch.
That's what I like, Mom.
What doesn't go into them is any preservatives. Absolutely none.
Mom, can I have a second?
With Gorton's, I really feel good about what they're eating and what they aren't.
Gorton's crunchy fish sticks and fillets. Absolutely no preservatives. And Mom, no leftovers.
Gorton's fish.
They'll love you this much when you make Pillsbury chocolate chip cookies. Warm, moist, and loaded with delicious chocolate chips.
You ever wish you weren't a motor?
Sure. Sometimes I wish I had legs like you.
Yeah, like a regular person?
No. Still have bike half, man. Just stops it.
What's the... Legs on the bottom and motorcycle on the top. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
For those who were born to ride, there's Progressive.
You ever wish you weren't a motor?
Sure. Sometimes I wish I had legs like you.
We are Kayfabe, the People's Band. We are the only... sports entertainment cover band. We are going to play all of your favorite wrestling theme songs from the golden ages of the 1980s all the way up to today. From many wrestling promotions that you love near and dear, from the NWA days, the WCW, to the WWF, or of course we know today is WWE, Ring of Honor, or New Japan, they got some theme songs out there. We will be playing them. And there will be some songs that we're going to cover that may not necessarily be wrestling theme songs, but they may have been songs that wrestlers have used in the past. Like, for example, the late, great Junkyard Dog, Hall of Famer. Back in the day, in the early 80s, he used to come out to a very popular song by the rock group Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. That's just one example. And we are going to be playing everywhere we possibly can. Birthday parties, corporate events, wrestling shows, Comic Cons, anime conventions. We may even do a few anime songs.
Jatisha Taylor hosts Talking with Tisha from the D, which starts right now.
Hey, heart without breaking your skin. No one has the power to hurt you like your kin. Kept it inside, didn't tell no one else. Didn't even wanna admit it to yourself. And now your chest burns and your back aches from 15 years of holding the pain. And now you only have yourself to blame if you continue to live this way.
Get it
together. You wanna heal your body.
Get it together.
You have to heal your heart. Whatsoever you sow, you will reap.
All right, everybody, welcome. This is Talking with Heisha from the D. I am Martez. I'll be filling in for right now for Tisha. I know you guys expect to hear her talking, so I apologize right out the gate. I want to apologize that you're not listening to that beautiful voice in Jatisha Taylor. But unfortunately, you're listening to my voice. But this is Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash, right here on blogtalkradio.com. And I want to thank God for giving me another chance to be able to talk on the radio tonight. I always say you got to be prepared. You know, you got to be prepared to speak even when you're not prepared, and you got to be prepared to do a show when you're not prepared. So, not really sure we're going to get into tonight, but I have a few things that I might want to touch on while I'm filling in for Tisha. But hope everybody's having a good week. Hope everybody's having a good time staying at home. I know we didn't talk about that to we're blue in the face. We didn't talk about that so much about this quarantine and the virus. And I know people are probably tired of hearing about it. They're ready for it to end. I'm ready for it to end. Who knows when it's going to end? It may be here for a few more months. It may be here for a few more years. Who knows? I definitely don't know. Don't get me to lie. I'm not going to lie to you and act like I know about this virus or when it's going to end, because I'm starting to see there's a lot of people that think they know everything about this virus. They think they know when it's going to end. They think they know when it's going to stop. So I'm not gonna lie to you. You know, I really haven't done much research on the virus. You know, because I got too much other things to be concerned about than to try to find out what this virus is really about. I mean, I'm definitely sensitive to it. Don't get me wrong. I'm sensitive to the virus, but life must go on. I know I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. I know you guys are used to listening to Tisha talk on the radio at this time, but I'm Martez. I'm filling in for right now, and I understand if you want to leave and go listen to somebody else's show. But this whole quarantine, this whole lockdown, it has created a lot of things. You know, some things I like, some things I don't like. You know, I'm used to being a homebody. You know, if I'm not working, I'm at home, so it's not affecting me. You know, I don't go to clubs, I don't hang out in bars, I don't hang out with a lot of people. That's just me. So the lockdown is not really affecting me that much. Yeah, I do like to go out to eat, like sit down and eat and treat myself. I do like to go to the movies. That's about it. But we can't do that right now. Like, but in regards to me, I'm not really being affected by it like others. You know, many people are going through withdrawal right now because they can't do anything. Many people are used to going out, hanging out, going to this place, going to that place, and they just can't do it right now because we are on, quote unquote, lockdown. You know, they want you to stay home. They want you to keep your social distancing, if I could say that correctly. But it's not affecting me. But I'm gonna put the phone number out there to you. If this social distancing, if this lockdown is affecting you, if it's really affecting you for the worst and not for the good, I'm going to put the phone number out there to you. And if you want, you can call in and you can tell me and everybody that's listening why you really dislike this social distancing. Because, like I said a number of times, you know, I'm not used to doing anything but going to the movies and going out to eat. So, like I said, it's not bothering me. But some people, they're getting depressed. Some people, they're getting angry because they can't go to the club. They're angry because they can't go see their boo. You know, they're angry because they can't go hang out with the fellas. They can't hang out with the ladies. They can't get their nails done. They can't get their hair done. Like, people are really losing their mind, you know. And I don't know how you all feel about this TikTok stuff, but this TikTok stuff is driving me crazy. It's driving me crazy. I don't know why I'm annoyed by it, but I'm super annoyed by everything TikTok. I think I'm annoyed by TikTok because every chance I get when I'm on Facebook, when I'm on this Instagram thing, even Twitter, I'm always seeing somebody doing a TikTok video. I get it. You want to have fun. You know, you want to do something while you're in lockdown. To be honest with you, it almost come off like people just need attention. Like people just need so much attention from others that they got to make these videos every single day. And quite frankly, I'm over it. You know, we live in a world where people want people to like everything they do. People are looking for likes, you know. People are looking for admiration, you know. And people are seeking attention really, really hard these days, really, really heavy, especially on social media. That's why social media, it get on my nerves. And I only use it for business purposes to promote things. But for the most part, it drives me crazy because you get a chance to see people living fake lifestyles. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to talk about nobody because I'm not perfect. I'm not even great, you know. I'm trying to get better each and every day, but social media is filled with so much negativity. It's all about me, 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 me. Look at me. You know, look at what I'm doing. You know, look at this lifestyle I'm living. When most of the time, folks not even living this lifestyle for real, for real. Let me know what you think tonight. If you're listening, if you care, call in at 646-668-8672, 646-668-8672. Number one, let me know how you're doing during this lockdown period. Number two, let me know if you agree or disagree with me that social media has destroyed the human race. Because I do feel that social media has destroyed the human race. Like the human race was already in the process of being destroyed, but I mean, I just feel social media is taking it to another level, you know. I can't, it drives me crazy, twerking, like every, I can't go a day without seeing somebody twerk. Yes, it's nice to look at a female's rump, but, you know, it's every day, and it almost loses the excitement of seeing somebody, quote unquote, twerk, because it gets done each and every day, you know. And then I was talking about the TikTok stuff. That's so annoying to me. That drives me crazy. Whew. And I'm pretty much on fire to start off this show. You know, I had to get that off my chest. This is talking with Tisha from the D, with Martez, and I'm filling in right now for Tisha. I hope all is well with her. But the And one thing I want to do is that one thing I want to say is nobody has to agree with anything I say. You know, that's the beautiful thing of life. You don't have to agree with everything I say. But I'll tell you one thing, like, twerking is gotten out of hand. And here's the reason that it's gotten out of hand. I want to stick with the twerking part. Twerking has gotten out of hand because you have kids as young as
6 years old twerking online. But you know what? The parents think it's okay. The adults think it's okay for their 6-year-old, for their 11-year-old, for their 15-year-old child to be on social media shaking their behind. And I think that's just a sad shame, to say the least. I think that's just a sad shame, to say the least. And then you got people that's liking this stuff, people that's loving the fact that a 6-year-old, 11-year-old, a 14-year-old girl is online shaking her butt. Are you kidding me? Do you think this is okay? Next thing you know, the young lady may be with an older man, and all of a sudden, that's a big problem. It should have been a big problem when you had the young lady. When you had these young ladies, and you approved these young ladies shaking their behind online, which I think is disgusting. Especially because you know we do have pedophiles out there. You know, we do have people that loves looking at little children. Especially because we have people that find little children attractive, adults that find little children attractive. That's actually happening. And every single day I go on social media, I cannot go on it without seeing somebody twerking. And it's getting out of hand when I believe the children are being allowed to twerk for the whole world, okay? But the majority of people don't think that's a problem. The majority of people don't think that's an issue, that these kids are being allowed to twerk online. I want to go to the phone. I want to go to Jason. I'm bringing on Jason to the show, see what he got to say about anything. Maybe he agree, maybe he don't agree. I know he's used to talking to Tisha, but what's up, Jason? Are you there?
Yeah,
how you doing today, brother?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing good, man. Just filling in right now for Tisha. Hope all is well with her. I'm just trying to get this show tonight. How's your week been going? How's the lockdown going? And do you think we're going to be coming out of this pretty soon? How do you feel about this, sir?
So far, everything's going good, and I'm slowly coming out of it.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. It just, like, you know what I mean? It's like, it kind of got that feel that, I kind of have that feel like things are about to shift, you know, things are about to change, especially because they're talking a lot about opening up things again, like restaurants, like stores, salons.
Yeah.
Even like the NBA and baseball, they're talking about coming back. So I agree with you, Jason. It's going to be opening back up pretty soon. But my question is this: Does that mean we're out of the woods? You know, do you think we're out of the woods if they decide to open up everything? Do you think we're still safe?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't either, man. I don't either. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. Just because they say you can go play outside don't mean you need to go play outside right away, you know?
Right.
I don't know how much you know about it, but how do they know the virus is gone? That's my thing. How do you know it's actually gone?
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to know.
Right. It's crazy, man. I got, you know, it's crazy. No. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like I said earlier, this is talking with Tisha from the D. I'm filling in for Tisha right now. We might be just going an hour tonight. We'll see how things go. And Jason, I was talking about this earlier. You know, social media, you know, there's some good things and there's some bad things to it. And I'm just tired. I'm tired of seeing twerking. I'm tired of seeing the TikTok videos. I'm tired of seeing people doing things for likes and attention. But that's just me, Jason. Like, everybody doesn't have to agree with me. Like, you don't have to agree with me, but like, how do you feel about that?
I agree with you. Like, there's good things and then there's bad things that I'm like, wow, y'all just doing whatever, like, what, y'all saying this, y'all saying that, like, come on.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then people think it's cool to record videos of people fighting outside. Like, that's another thing. I don't understand the fascination of recording people fighting outside. And I'm going to just say it. Most of the time, it's in my opinion, this spot, and most of the time, it's black people, you know? And we're all not like that. But most of these videos I'm seeing with people fighting, they're brown and black people doing this. And I wonder if we can get to a point to where we can just get along as a black race. You know, is that even possible?
Right.
You know, is that even possible? And I don't know, man. But I totally understand.
Speaking
of, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jason.
So speaking of, I saw this article this morning. What do you think about Jesse Ventura considering running for president?
Say that again.
I saw this article this morning, and they said WWE Hall of Famer Jesse Ventura was considering running for president. What do you think about that?
Ooh. Okay. I'm just be real honest with you. I'm not really political, but I know a little bit. I just know a little bit enough that where I can comment on this. I will be behind it because I'm not really behind Trump. I'm not really behind Biden. So anybody other than them two, I will be okay with. But my thing is this, it may be a little too late for Jesse Ventura to jump into the race because he would only have like 6 months to accumulate the votes, you know. And these two gentlemen, they've already been on the campaign trail, quote unquote. So like Jesse Ventura, he'd be a little bit behind if he was to jump in right now. But at the same time, like there is so much heat. There's so much heat in the direction of Donald Trump and Joe Biden to where maybe he can come in right now and be that other option that people can feel comfortable with and people can vote for.
Yeah.
So if I was him, I would say do it. I just don't know if he have enough time.
Right.
What you think about it? The body. What you think about Jesse the body Ventura running for president? You gotta have a feeling about it.
With everything going on, like in the past and like now, I think he could probably do it.
Yeah, I mean,
I think he'll be a pretty good one.
Right. He has. You know what? The good thing about it, he has the experience. You know, unlike Mr. Trump, like Trump didn't have any political experience, you know, but we do know Jesse the Body Ventura, he was a governor of Minnesota for quite a long time. And it's not out of the realm of possibility of him being a president. My only thing is it's the timing. Does he have enough time to accumulate the votes?
Yeah.
Does he have enough time to get the people to back him, to believe in what he has to say, you know? And that's my biggest thing.
Right.
But what can you do? You know, that's like life, you know? Sometimes you got to take these chances, you know? And hopefully he takes the chance and see what happens.
Yeah.
Because you just never know, man. You know? I was hearing that.
Right.
I heard The Rock was thinking about running for president, but down the road, you know. Yep.
I think that might be another good one.
Yeah. It's not that I'm trying to stick on wrestling, but it just so happened that Ventura was a wrestler and The Rock he's a wrestler, and I heard numerous times that he's thinking about it. I don't know if that's going to be the case down the road, but it's definitely being said that he's going to run for president. You know, and then LeBron James, I heard he may run for president at one point. Who knows?
Right, who knows? You never know the outcome unless you take it.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, it's all about taking chances. It's all about getting out there and seeing what happens. You know, like tonight, I'm taking a chance. You know, I didn't have anything prepared, but I'm taking a chance. And so far, I'm glad you're here, Jason. You know, we having a good time. I don't know how long we're going to stay here tonight, but we're having a good time talking about presidencies, talking about twerking, talking about the lockdown. We're talking about a whole bunch of things. But I wonder, has Donald Trump messed it up for future celebrities to run for president? You know, because some people feel like he has done a bad job. Some people feel like he never should have got elected because he wasn't a politician. Some people feel like that. But I wonder, has he messed it up for future celebrities to run for president? Or will people take celebrities serious if they want to run for president? Who knows? You know?
Right.
Do you understand? Why do people like lose their mind over politics? You know. So many times I see Democrats going up against Republicans going up against Democrats, and then just get out of hand. I think they take this stuff too serious. I don't understand why they take this stuff too serious to where they want to hurt each other. They want to say vile things to each other. I just don't get it, you know.
Exactly.
Like if you're not trying to attack me or attack my family, I don't care what you got to say. You can be a Trump supporter all you want. You can be a Biden supporter all you want. I don't care. You're not going to make me lose my mind. You're not going to take me off my square. So what? That's your preference.
Yeah.
That's your preference. That's your taste. You like Democratic things. You like Republican things. You like the Republican Party. You like the Democratic Party. That's your taste. But there's no need to call each other names. There's no need to fight just because somebody's a supporter of one party.
Yeah. Yep.
Now you're a wrestling fan, right?
Yep.
So who did you grow up liking, man? And do you still watch today's wrestling?
I watch it up to today and stuff like on Hulu and everything. But what like era will we be talking? Are we talking about?
Hey, it don't matter, man. Just whatever era you want to talk about. Hopefully, I can vibe with you, man. It doesn't matter.
Back. I'm going to say probably like Stone Cold and Dean Ambrose.
Stone Cold and Dean Ambrose?
Yeah.
Man, those some bad brothers right there. They are some bad brothers. Stone Cold, Steve Austin, and Dean Ambrose, man. Those one of my all-time favorites, you know, especially Stone Cold. Stone Cold changed the game, man, in the late 90s, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like Stone Cold made wrestling cool again. Stone Cold made it fun to watch WWE Raw every Monday night, you know? And,
right.
Especially when he used to beat up Mr. McMahon all the time. I thought that was funny.
So what do you think of the current... In my opinion, what do you think of the current, like, takeover so far?
You said the current Scottish takeover?
Yeah.
You know, I'm down with it. You know, for me, it's not about where you're from. You know, it is ironic that a lot of Scottish wrestlers are on top right now, but for me,
yeah.
You got your boy McIntyre. I think Jordan Devlin is
right.
Scottish. Yeah.
Yeah. And like practically almost every a whole bunch of the championships fall with a Scottish superstar. Drew McIntyre, you got the NXT UK women's champion Kaylee Ray, you got Nikki Cross.
Oh man. You're right, man. It's something in that Scottish water, man. It's something. It gotta be something in the water with these Scottish wrestlers, man. Because
right then you got like Mark Coffey and Wolfgang as the NXT UK tag team champions. Like, wow.
Come on now. And some people they're not up on NXT UK. NXT UK is special. It's a good product.
Yes.
It really is. I like the Imperial. I like that group, the Imperial. They're pretty good. But you know, Nick. To go back to Nikki Cross, man, she's one of my favorite wrestlers to watch, man. She's so entertaining, like she's so funny, man, and she does a good job in the ring as well. So I'm behind Nikki Cross 100%. You know, man. I hope they don't break up her and Alexa Bliss too soon because. Nikki Cross has the potential of being a huge fan favorite, and Nikki Cross has the potential of actually being a super baby face, somebody that they can push as a world champion. She has that potential, in my opinion, bro.
Yeah, and she's like very unpredictable.
Yep, I agree, man.
Like I've been watching a lot of her matches lately, and I don't know what it is, but for some reason, she reminds me of like a Dean Ambrose.
Yes, man. So you know your wrestling, man. You know your stuff, because I agree with you, man. She falls under that category, man. Like she doesn't fit the mold of all the other girls. Like she doesn't.
Right.
I don't want to disrespect her by what I want to say. She doesn't have that girlish feel to her or that sex appeal look that they're trying that most
yeah.
girls are have, you know. And even with Dean Ambrose, even though he had championship belts, he didn't look like Seth Rollins. He didn't look like Roman Reigns. He didn't look like Dolph Ziggler.
Right.
He didn't look like The Miz. He is kind of rough on the edges. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like for Nikki Cross and Dean Ambrose, they pretty much took like everybody that a lot of people like and just took their best parts and just put it all together into one.
Exactly. Earlier Nikki Cross, before they started having her show a little bit more personality. Earlier, Nikki Cross, if you remember, like she was more, in my opinion, like a Mankind, like very crazy, like a psycho.
Oh yeah,
you know?
With Sanity.
Exactly. Where the heck is Sanity? They just kicked Sanity to the curb, man.
Right. I know they got rid of Eric Young, I think, and I forget mm-hmm. who else.
Okay. Yeah.
And then one of them's over in NXT UK.
Oh, cool. Well, at least they got a job. You know, I thought I saw Eric Young not too long ago. I don't know if he was on one of those empty arena shows or like one of the last shows before the lockdown started. I don't know.
Right.
But Nikki Cross, that's my girl. That's my baby. And I like to go back to your boy McIntyre. I mean, McIntyre, he has a big time matchup coming up with Seth Rollins, man. And
then Braun Strowman got a big match.
Mhm. Yeah, with your boy Bray Wyatt, huh?
Yep. And
that's enough.
that's going to be one hell of a match, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I agree. That's almost an even matchup, man. An evenly matchup because they both big guys, you know. Obviously, Strowman is bigger than Bray. You know, they both know each other well, you know.
Right.
Strowman, he was a member of the Wyatt family at one point, the Black Sheep, so they called him.
Yeah.
So Bray Wyatt is basically like his daddy.
Yep. And then I feel like it's going to be an even matchup, but then at the same time, I kind of feel like it's going to be an unfair matchup because, you know, Bray Wyatt, he's a master at those mind games.
Come on now. I always tell people, like, it's not about you got to want to beat somebody mentally. You know, far as before you can beat them physically, I think defeating them mentally is much more profitable, if I can't even say this word right. Beating people mentally is more better than beating them physically, in my opinion.
Yeah.
If Jason, if you started asking me math problems, man, if you started asking me chemistry problems, science problems, you know, you would defeat me left and right, man, because I don't know anything about that stuff, man. You know? that's where So honestly, like, if you can beat people with mind games, you winning. And to go back to Bray Wyatt, I think Bray Wyatt, he's gonna pick up the victory because I think he's gonna get Braun Strowman out of his character. He's gonna make Braun Strowman do things that he wasn't doing, you know, because Bray Wyatt, he has that ability to piss you off, to make you mad, you know. To look at what he did to Finn Balor. Like Finn Balor wasn't the same after he lost to the Fiend. Finn Balor turns into a bad guy. Seth Rollins.
And we're back to NXT.
Yep, right. And in case of Daniel Bryan, he had Daniel Bryan cut his hair. And Daniel Bryan, he went from being a bad guy to a good guy again. So, and then John Cena, you know, he destroyed John Cena in that movie kind of match at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. Sure, I know. When I saw that Firefly match, I was all confused. I'm like, what?
I agree. That was a weird match. Even if you want to call it a match, I don't know if you want to call it a match, but it was weird,
right,
man.
To me, it felt like a whole bunch of just promos.
Yep, that's exactly what it was. But I guess that was a way of Bray Wyatt getting into John Cena's brain and getting into John Cena's head right off the bat, you know. And
yeah,
I guess he was controlling John Cena's mind during that whole match, and then when it was time to beat John Cena, he put the mandible claw on John Cena, and the match was over. You know, Cena couldn't. It wasn't a fair fight, in my opinion.
Right.
You're listening to Talking with Tisha from the D, and I know you all wasn't expecting to be hearing us talking about wrestling on Talking with Tisha, but this is what's happening right now. We're talking about wrestling, but you can also call in, or you can also talk about anything else that you want to talk about tonight. But we're just happy that we have the ability to talk. Thank God for that. And we're talking about wrestling right now. But the number is 646-668-8672. 646-668-8672. What did you think about? Did you watch the SmackDown last Friday night when Vince McMahon came out for Triple H's 25th anniversary special?
I saw the highlights on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah, man. The bottom line is this: we all gonna get old. I mean, if God still have us breathing, we all gonna get old. But it was kind of weird. It's weird to see Vince McMahon age like this, man, because I was so used to him being a staple, being a part of Raw for so long, being a part of SmackDown for so long, and we don't see him that much anymore. And,
right.
It kind of had me sentimental. It kind of had me, like, really, like, telling myself, oh, we getting older, you know, because Vince McMahon is getting older, I'm getting older, when you're getting older, and Vince McMahon, you know, he's been doing this for a long time. And I got, people can say what they want about Vince McMahon. He may be a bad guy. He may be an evil guy, but I think he saved wrestling. I think Vince McMahon saved professional wrestling. You know, because without Vince McMahon, professional wrestling will not be where it's at today. Even WWE wouldn't be where it's at today without Vince McMahon.
Right.
Have you seen that AEW?
I've seen some of it.
Okay. Yeah, I rarely get a chance to watch it because I'm used to doing this. I mean, it's on when we do this show, so I have to go back and
right.
Watch the highlights because I can't watch it live while this show is going on. But I don't know, man. It's a lot going on in the world of wrestling. I heard that, I don't know if it's true, but ESPN and Fox, they're trying to buy WWE. I don't know if that's a fake rumor or a real rumor. If they do buy WWE, Fox and ESPN, what does that mean? Does that mean Vince and his family are out?
No.
I just don't know.
Speaking of AEW, did you hear some of the new people that are on it?
No, tell me about it.
Jake Roberts.
Mm.
Art Anderson. Tully Blanchard.
Wow. That's a bunch of old school guys, huh? Wow.
Yep.
Now, I knew Tully Blanchard was on there. He works with us. What's his name? Spears?
Yeah.
Spears.
Yeah. Sean Spears.
Yeah, Sean Spears, yeah. Perfect 10. but you mean to tell me they got your boy, they have your boy Arn Anderson and Jake the Snake Roberts in AEW? Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Wow. Like, it seems as if they're ready to go up against WWE, the almighty WWE, AEW. Look, they got Matt Hardy over there. Matt Hardy, he's special. Matt Hardy, he's very entertaining with that broken gimmick. So entertaining. You got Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho can do no wrong, in my opinion. A little bit of the bubbly. You know, they got John Moxley, Dean Ambrose, slash whatever you want to call him. He's their World Heavyweight Championship. So they have some big time people over there. So now you're telling me they got
Jake Hager.
Mm-hmm. Who else they got?
Jake Hager, Luke Harper is over there.
Luke Harper. What about your boy Rowan?
I'm like, so far, not that heard of.
Yeah, because you know a lot of those WWE talent got released. Like,
yeah.
So I'm wondering what's going to happen with them. You know, the especially
right.
Rusev. Especially Rusev. I want to know what's going to happen with Rusev.
Yeah.
Did you like, I'm not trying to switch subjects, did you like Rusev Day?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish they would have kept. I wish Aiden English and Rusev would have stayed together.
Oh, speaking of well, we're in AEW now. So I'm looking at the roster so far. Guess who they have as a referee?
Who? Well, you want me to guess?
Earl Hebner.
For real?
Yes.
From the WWF, Earl Hebner?
Yep.
Wow. That's amazing. I thought Earl Hebner had retired. Gosh.
Right.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah, so it's like they're ready to go to war.
They want to bring back that war. And watch, I believe they're going to eventually, once they get all their bullets in their gun, meaning once they get a few more top guys, whether it's the Revival, whether it's Rusev, I think they're going to switch over to Monday nights. And they're going to actually go up against WWE. Because why not? You know, like, what are you in this for if you're not going to go up against the big dog? You know, NXT is okay. But NXT will never be Monday Night Raw. It will never be looked at as Monday Night Raw. I mean, as much as NXT is great, people will never look at NXT like it's Monday Night Raw. So I think AEW will go to Monday nights, maybe in by the beginning of next year.
Right. Because, like, you're already looking at all the, like, reviews and stuff and results. You're already seeing how more people are watching AEW than NXT, so I feel like it's only a matter of time until they go to, like, either SmackDown, I mean, Friday to take over, to, like, try to outshow SmackDown, or Monday to outshow Raw.
Yeah. Either or, yeah, you're right, man. If you was AEW, which night would you go up against? Would you go up against Monday Night Raw on Monday, or would you go up against Friday Night SmackDown?
Probably. I feel like more people watch Raw than SmackDown, so I'd probably go up against Raw first and say it's like SmackDown for last, especially since I was reading a review and they say with like the third hour it's starting to like decline in views.
Ooh. I mean, you know what's funny about that, man? I could believe that because I'm getting used to watching the empty arena matches. It's starting to grow on me. But at a certain point, especially on Raw, by 10 o'clock, I'm ready to go to sleep. And I think that's because the empty arena, eventually I get tired of seeing it. My brain gets tired of seeing it. So I don't know if that's the case for other people. But like I say, for me, the last 3 weeks, I've been going to sleep at 10 o'clock. And I said, you know what, I'll find out what happened tomorrow in the last hour.
Right.
Just like this past Monday, I didn't get the chance to see the contract signing with Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins until the next day because I went to sleep.
Oh, yeah. And that contract sign was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you this. Okay, I wanna keep you active. I don't know how much time we're going to be on here, but I want to keep you active, and I want your opinion. Which one of these theme songs is the best, man, in your opinion? I'm going to start with this one first, okay? I can pull it up. Come on. Nope, not that one. All right, and what about this one?
Say Drew McIntyre gallantry.
Ooh, Drew McIntyre. What? And you know the band that plays the song, plays his interest music. No. I thought you did. You don't have to know him. I thought you did know him. Also.
Oh no.
Okay.
but I think it was CFO.
Oh okay. But honestly, my brother, I'm right there with you. I like Drew McIntyre just a little bit more. Like, Drew McIntyre, it's something about his that gets to me hyped. Like, hey, I'm about to go into battle. You know, you can't touch me.
Right.
You got time for one
now,
more? Oh, go ahead, sorry.
Okay. What do you think of the Street Profits?
Ooh. At first, I didn't really care for them, but the last 2 months, they started growing me. And I like them. It seemed like they're getting better. They're entertaining me a bit more. But only thing I would say, I don't want them to be paired up with Bianca Belair too much, because I think she's going to take the attention from them automatically, just because who she is.
Yeah.
So, like, if WWE wants to keep them relevant, they will remove Bianca Belair from them. Because the last few times
right.
I've seen them on television, she's been with them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because of the Andrade, Zelina Vega, and them feud.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, next one.
All right, there we go. This is gonna be. I'm gonna play two more music, two more interest music, and let me know what you think about it. If I can get it together. That's one, and then the next one is this guy right here.
That's tough.
Yeah, it is. It's okay, Jason. You don't have to pick them, man. You can say it's a tie, but
yeah. For me, it's a tie. But I kind of feel like I like Kofi just a tad bit more because of like how underrated he was and how underappreciated he was, how it took him like 11 years just to win a world championship title.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I agree with you, man. Like, Kofi Kingston, like, that interest music is a little bit more fun for me than John Cena. So even though John Cena is fun, too, but, like, Kofi Kingston, it makes me happy, instantly happy. And, yeah, Kofi Kingston... That reminds me of when he was winning Intercontinental Championships, United States Championships, and even Tag Team
right.
Championships before the New Day, you know. And
right, like he won every title and it took him 11 years just to win a world championship. Like,
that's crazy. That's crazy, man.
And the fact that they had put the New Day in the gauntlet match in order for Kofi to have a shot at that title, like.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And then,
in my opinion, one of the best feuds, New Day and the Usos.
Yeah. Ooh, day one-ish.
Right.
I think that's one of the greatest feuds of all times, like you said. You know, because like, they're so evenly matched. They always giving you five-star matchups between each other. You know, they know
right.
each other so
especially
well.
That Hell in a Cell match they had.
Yeah. And Jason... That's the first match I think of, you know, when I think of them, is that Hell in a Cell match, because they put it all out there. They laid it out there on the line, man. They really gave it to us, man. They did.
Right. I'm going to say some of the best matches, New Day and the Usos. I'm going to say some of the TLC matches with the Hardy Boys and like Edge and Christian.
Right.
The Dudley Boys.
Right.
Some of the best matches.
Absolutely, sir. It was. And you know what? That's who they remind me of. That the rivalry between the New Day and the Usos. I haven't seen such a great tag team rivalry since Edge and Christian, Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy and the Hardy Boys, and even the Dudley Boys. Like that was a rivalry right there. Those three. And that was a good rivalry too, man. You know, like you said, especially
right.
with those TLC matchups. Just crazy.
Now,
man.
What'd you think of the Last Man Standing match?
I thought it was good. You know, some people thought it was too long. It was 41 minutes, but I thought it was good. I was proud of Edge. You know, I was proud to see him back in the ring. You know, I would love to have seen him in the ring in front of a large crowd, but unfortunately that didn't happen. But it was a good match, and Randy Orton was the right person to have that match with. You know, Randy
yeah.
Orton, he gave it to Edge too. So what can I say? You know, Edge and Randy Orton put on a good show, and Edge picked up the victory because you think you know me.
Right. Yep. In my opinion, I feel like that match was probably one of the best matches since a New Day Uso feud.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. Mm-hmm. And I think it's not over. I don't think it's over between him and Randy.
I don't think so either. Now I'm gonna say, out of all the matches that happened at WrestleMania, I think the one that kind of disappointed me the most was the Goldberg versus Braun Strowman.
Mm-hmm.
Like I thought it would be at least a little longer.
Yeah. You know, it was, what was it like? I think Goldberg gave him four spears, and then he gave Braun Strowman slammed him four times. And
yeah,
then
it was like four. It was like four spears. He went for a jackknife, and then Braun Strowman hit him with like three or four running power slams.
Exactly. It was funny, man. It was so funny. What you think about...
Whoever,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jason.
I was like, whoever was watching that, I hope they didn't blink during that match, because if they did, they missed a lot.
Right. They did. You know? Even that Drew McIntyre and Brock Lesnar match was pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like every suplex 4 or 5 F5 Brock did just made Drew matter.
Exactly. There was no way in the world Drew McIntyre wasn't coming out champion that night.
Right.
No, that was that was Drew McIntyre's night.
And then Big Show comes out at the end.
And he got his butt whooped.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know, man, but it's a lot of special things going on in the world of wrestling right now. Just waiting on them to start doing shows in front of a live audience again. Hopefully sooner than later, because I miss it. I miss it being like that. One last thing, and we're going to wrap this show up. One last thing. What do you think about the Money in the Bank being at the corporate office? The ladder match.
I think it's gonna be pretty interesting. How they're gonna have the like briefcases on the top of the roof, and they're gonna have to climb the building to get it.
Yeah, it's a creative move, man. It's a creative idea. You know, especially because
right.
Especially because they can wrestle in an empty arena. Why not have Money in the Bank at the corporate office? That's kind of cool.
Right. Not going to lie, I think a lot of their pretty neat and different ideas started happening after, like, pandemic and the lockdown.
Right.
Had the Buried Alive match in the cemetery, got Money in the Bank at the corporate office.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think these are some of the best ideas they had pretty much since that first ever TLCS match they had.
Yeah. Mhm. Say the TLC matchup.
Yeah, when they introduced the stairs.
Oh yeah. I remember that. Tables, ladders, chairs, and stairs, right?
Yep, the first ever stairs match.
That was funny.
Right. Now, who do you think's walking out? Out of everybody they have so far, who do you think's walking out the winner for the Women's Money in the Bank match?
Ooh, that's a good question, man. Right now, my money is on Lacey Evans. My money is on Lacey Evans right now. I think she's going to come out victorious in that matchup. I think it's her time to shine. So, Lacey Evans is going to pick up the victory. If not her, I'm going to go with Shayna Baszler. So either Lacey Evans or Shayna Baszler.
Okay.
Right.
I think Lacey Evans or maybe Carmella.
Oh, Mella is money,
or
right?
Or Mandy Rose. Yeah. I think. Is going to be Lacey Evans or Carmella or Mandy Rose, since we don't know who's going to be between those two yet.
Absolutely. I mean, we shall find out, man. We shall find out what's going to happen, but like maybe we can revisit this on another show. We can come back and see, compare with each other who won and who didn't win. And don't get me to picking the men's match right now, because I can't pick the men's match, because I just don't know who's going to win that matchup.
We don't know if it's going to be Dolph Ziggler or Otis.
Yep. I think it's going to be Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah. I think it's going to be Dolph, because I have a feeling Sonya Deville is going to cause some kind of distraction.
Yep, absolutely. It is. We'll see. Jason, I want to thank you for sticking around this show. We always appreciate you being a loyal listener. And you're very faithful to this show. Unfortunately, Tisha wasn't able to do the show tonight, so I decided to do it. Even though I like to be behind the scenes, I don't like to talk that much. What's up, Alexis? Alexis is listening, one of my good friends, my partner in crime. That's my girl. my partner in crime. But I'm going to leave it at that. this is thank you for listening, Jason. You got anything else to say before we leave tonight?
Well, since Tisha wasn't here, I'll just say the word of the week, and I'm going to say patience.
Wow. That's a beautiful thing, man. We all need patience, right?
Yep.
Thanks, man, for remembering the word of the day, man. You're a beast. Like Brock Lesnar.
No problem.
Yep.
Eat, sleep, conquer, repeat.
Let's get it. You know it. All right, everybody. I want to thank everybody for listening. This was a short edition of Talking with Teachers from the D. This is Martez. God bless everybody. Stay safe. I guess I should be telling y'all to stay at home. But stay at home. Talk to y'all next week. Don't forget, we have a lot of other shows coming up tomorrow. We got the Rated R Wrestling Podcast at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's with the Southwest Texan. That's a good wrestling show. And then 8 p.m. Eastern Time, we got the Gorilla Position with Steve Aaron and the Macho Ghost. That's another prime time show. So we have a wrestling show at 6:30 and then another wrestling show at 8 p.m. So for everybody that's listening, thank you. Talk to you later. God bless. We out.